statue in the cemetery helped me remember the soldiers who died in battle. It's called a memorial.
Memorials are an important way to remember the past. Can you think of any special days we celebrate at church? A memorial is usually a statue or a monument that helps us remember an event in history. You know, like a famous battle or an important historical event. But you don't have to go very far to experience a memorial because we have them in church just about all the time. Can you think of a memorial that you celebrate at church? I'll give you a hint. Here's 1 Corinthians 11:23-25. On the night when the Lord Jesus was handed over to be killed, he took bread and gave thanks for it. Then he divided the bread and said, "This is my body. It is for you." In the same way, Jesus took the cup of wine. He said, "This cup represents the new agreement from God. When you drink this, do it to remember me." And now for our story. It's entitled Memorials. We're here. Joshua and Jonathan tumbled out of the car and ran ahead of their parents through the gate. Then they stopped and looked around, puzzled. "This is a cemetery," Jonathan said. "I thought we were going to a battlefield." "Yeah," said Joshua. "The only soldier around here is that statue in the middle of the graves. My teacher says statues like that are memorials, things to help us remember something." "That's right," Dad said as they moved toward the statue. "Actually, this whole battlefield, which, by the way, extends beyond the cemetery, is a memorial." Mom nodded. "A memorial can have different forms," she said. "It can be a statue like the one we're looking at, or it can be a holiday, like Memorial Day, or even a service designed to remind us of someone or something." "Like on Memorial Day, we remember people who have died?" Jonathan said. "Yes," said Mom. "On that day, we especially remember those who died while serving their country, men and women like the soldiers buried in this cemetery." The boys began roaming around, reading the tombstones. "Hey, look," Jonathan called. "This guy has the same name as me, Jonathan Wright. Born 1760, died 1778. That means he was only, Jonathan thought for a moment, 18 years old when he died. He wasn't very old." "Do you boys know how old Jesus was when he died?" asked Dad. 33, said Joshua. He rolled a pebble on the gravel path under his shoe. "Why don't we have a Memorial Day for Jesus?" he asked. "Oh, we do," said Dad. "We remember his death on Good Friday, but we also have a day when we remember his resurrection. We call it Easter," the boys said in unison. Mom smiled. "Yes, and we not only have memorial days to celebrate what Jesus did for us, we also have a memorial service," she said. "Every time we have the Lord's Supper at church, or communion as it's called, we're reminding ourselves of Jesus' death and the sacrifice he made to free us from sin." So how about you? Have you thanked God for the sacrifices others have made for your freedom? How about the sacrifice Jesus made to free you from sin? Christians celebrate Good Friday, Easter, and communion to remember that sacrifice. As you remember his death on the cross, his burial, his resurrection, and the fact that he'll come again, give thanks for all he's done for you. Our key verse today is 1 Corinthians 11:24. It says, "This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And our key thought today, remember Jesus' sacrifice. If you really want to impress your mom or dad, help them pick out a new devotion book for your family. How about the one-year classic family devotions from Keys for Kids? It's fun because it's got puzzles and games, and I think your parents will like it because it has great Bible teaching too. Ask one of them to go to keysforkids.org and click shop and look for the one-year family classic devotions. Well, I'm Zach, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.